Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump and Elon Musk's buyout offer to about 2 million federal workers now on hold after a federal judge stepped in.
The judge set a hearing for Monday to consider blocking the buyout offer. 10 days ago, more than 2 million federal employees received an email with a choice: resign now and be paid through September, or run the risk of being laid off. More than 60,000 federal workers have taken the offer, which is now on pause.
That's ABC's Christiane Cordero in Washington. The USAID workforce will soon be reduced from roughly 14,000 people to fewer than 300 employees, according to sources. An internal email shared with ABC News shows just 12 employees to be signed to the entire continent of Africa, 21 employees for all of the Middle East. Power out and schools closed in parts of eastern Tennessee after severe weather swept through overnight. A Philadelphia commuter train carrying 350 people burst into flames last night. Everyone got out safely. This is ABC News. We are hearing new audio from police body-worn cameras as the Eaton fire exploded last month in Altadena and Pasadena, California.
Police department, evacuate immediately!
In a rush, Pasadena police officers went home to home, knocking down doors, getting often unaware elderly residents inside out to safety as flames were moving into neighborhoods that were beginning to burn. And then officers went into Two Palms Nursing Home, evacuating those who could not get out on their own.
I got you.
Some were lifted into wheelchairs. Others were wheeled out in their beds.
Building's on fire, man. We got
to
go.
That nursing home burned to the ground. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Greece has declared a state of emergency after a swarm of undersea earthquakes have rocked the island of Santorini for a week now. The tremors have prompted thousands of people and visitors to evacuate to the mainland. Authorities warning of landslide risks as well to parts of the island. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Bucks take on the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back in action tonight on the road against the Hawks. Milwaukee able to snap a four-game losing streak with a win in Charlotte Wednesday, even though Giannis Antetokounmpo was out with a sore calf muscle. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, just, you know, we needed a win. I don't think anybody was that concerned by it, but no one likes losing, I can tell you that. And so getting a win, going to Atlanta, you know, hopefully having Giannis back, and you know, let's see what we have from there.
The Bucks confirmed that their mega trade sending Chris Middleton to the last place Wizards has been approved by the NBA. The team adding Kyle Kuzma from Washington and center Jericho Sims from the Knicks. Marjon Beauchamp was sent to the Clippers in exchange for guard Kevin Porter Jr. In college hoops, Wisconsin takes on Iowa at the Carver Hawkway Arena in Iowa City tomorrow, game time at 12 noon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. For your superhero fans and animation lovers, Invincible Season 3 has come out on Prime Video. It follows Mark Grayson, Stephen Yang, as an average teenager who discovers he's a son of the all-powerful Omni-Man. Soon after, he learns that he has powers too, when he finds out his father was actually sent to enslave the Earth and not protect it. He's forced to choose between humanity and family. The show has debuted with a 100% fresh critic score. Get all of Season 3 on Prime Video. The first trailer for Marvel's Fantastic Four, First Steps, has dropped, seeing Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, and the Bears' Ebon Moss Bachrach becoming Ben Grimm, a.k.a. The Thing. It's a fast trailer that shows what you can expect from CGI to the cast as the characters. Check out the trailer on YouTube. Fantastic Four First Steps hits theaters July 25th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have some snow on the way late tonight through most of Saturday with around 4 to 5, maybe even up to 6 inches of accumulation possible by the time everything winds down late Saturday evening. Today, mostly sunny, partly cloudy this morning with clouds increasing this afternoon. Our high 23. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Earl Ingram.
Coming up on the next show, we'll talk with Sandy Williams about Donald Trump's disgusting comments regarding Gaza and continue our discussion on MAGA takeover of the federal government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the city of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good! Oh, a little break in the vocal cord there. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday.
It's another cold. I thought it was your foot, not your voice.
Do you like my boot? I'm going to shove it by my boot.
Leith, that's kind of nice. Gray. A lot of times they're black, but yeah, it's nice.
It's like a moon boot that we used to have. Remember those?
I do. Anyway, so how?
It's fine.
Any progress?
No. Yeah. Well, not yet.
All right.
So I told you, okay, so you agree. Normally you think I'm a little weird.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And so does Todd. Although Todd kind of sympathizes with me a little bit more than you do.
He is. He's a...
And he's not here today. Amanda's here. Amanda, yeah. Whose side are you on?
Mine.
Generally.
But Todd...
Generally.
What's the topic,
just
Doug?
In general, just, between me or Jim, who generally would you side with, Amanda? It's a simple question.
I'd say 50-50. I can't answer that.
No, you can't.
I can't 51, answer that.
51-49, Amanda. That's all we're asking.
That would be Todd. Todd looks out for you. He's, yeah.
Where's Nikki? She'd be 100% she'd be on your side.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, she would.
So what?
So I go to the dime. Yesterday was going to be one of my worst. Like I said, I picked a bad day to stop sniffing glue.
Yeah. That was bad. So you're anxious anyway about.
I'm in horrible pain.
Oh, with your foot.
With my Achilles tendon.
All right. So that's that. And then you had a root canal.
And
then
I have a 3-hour root canal.
And you were anxious about that.
I was very anxious about that.
And no one looks forward to that.
Who's going to look forward to a 3-hour root canal?
All right. So let's hear the story again. I mean,
and they said be there 15 minutes early.
Which would have been 9:45.
9:45. Mm-hmm. I get there 9:33.
Nice. That's not like
I mean,
you.
Okay, and what else did I do yesterday, Jim? All the wonderful food we had at Vintage Rose.
I just want to say, the reason you were there early is because you Ubered it.
Yes. Okay, that's correct.
Because else there's no way you would have been there then.
I understand, and that's fine.
Yeah, okay.
That's besides the point, though.
It sounds like you're like an early bird. You come waltzing in here at 6:02. Anyway,
So we're at Vintage Rose, and people, if you haven't been to Vintage Rose Bakery, you're missing out. They gave me a croissant. I'm not going to pronounce it wrongly. Croissant? Made me a croissant? Chicken salad sandwich that was so good, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Did you have some of that, Amanda?
Oh, yeah. I had a chicken salad croissant.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Tell me about that croissant so I'm not just like...
No, it was mind-blowing. Like,
it's unbelievable.
I'm going to say, and it's going to sound weird, but I hate the bread in America. I really do. I've been to Europe. That stuff is amazing, and I swear to you, it's the exact same.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it takes them like 3 days to make it, sometimes?
He makes it.
From scratch?
Because it's got a, whatever that's called.
Yeah.
Love in every bite.
Oh, my, it's unbelievable. You can't, if I'm on death row, and they let me have my own meal, I'm going to have a croissant. Sandwich from Vintage Rose.
The tray's getting bigger.
Well, you know what? That's gonna be so great about that, though, Jim. I can't wait for that. Cause it's like I can eat anything I want, and I'm not gonna feel the slightest bit guilty, and I'm not gonna think I gotta go work out to burn this off. Give me the shot. Boom, done. All right. See ya. Really?
Okay. I think that's such a what's the word I'm looking for. contradictory to who would have an appetite? I'm going to be dead.
Oh, I'll have an appetite.
35 minutes, 40
minutes.
Can you
imagine how great it's going to be when you can eat anything you want?
You can
Let's be honest.
Work out. You can do it today.
Really? I work out, Jim. You know what I get out of working out, Jim?
A torn Achilles heel. Yeah. I'll listen to your story, but I'm going to tell you mine today because I got a big day coming up. I haven't had, because of this test I'm going in for, which is like super expensive.
Why would you need a stress test? You get the greatest job in the world working with me. Look at how well we match against it. Boy, we are the men in black, aren't we?
I went, the doctor's like, every 10 years, right, you go in for a colonoscopy, and he just said, hey, look, it's been a while, why don't you go in for a stress test? So, but it's a long thing. It's the dye, and then it's the treadmill. I mean, it's like a few hours.
Do they inject that?
I don't know.
I had one years ago.
You got to lay on the table,
20 years.
Can't move.
Oh, anyway, that's the one where you got to hold your breath.
Yeah, I think so.
That's for the plaque in your heart,
right,
in your
that's
arteries.
What it is. All right.
Ah, yeah, I've had that.
So, but you can't have any coffee. You can't have any food after midnight, which is not a big deal. Because I don't even, even that lady yesterday, I want breakfast. I'm like, no, I don't eat breakfast. But anyway, coffee, though, that was hard this morning. I got up and kind of walking around. What am I going to do? So I heated up water. So I'm drinking hot water because I think that's
just mentally kind of
tricking myself. But
how good did that coffee sound at that place at Vintage Rose yesterday? That Crazy Larry's?
Oh, man.
Didn't that sound unbelievable?
You bet. I got to find that.
Yeah. And I mean, he goes to South America and Puerto Rico and all these places to get the coffee beans. Guatemala.
Can you remind us what type of
Crazy
tea
Larry's.
That was?
No, no.
Oh, the tea.
It's not called Crazy Larry's, though. It's called something else. It's
the coffee was Crazy Larry's.
Yeah. The coffee was, one of them was called Crazy Larry's.
Yeah.
But I think the umbrella of his company is three initials.
JSA. Is it JSA?
Yes.
Yeah. JSA. Out of Seymour. It was great. It was phenomenal. And great tea that, what word did I screw up?
I'm just waiting for you to say it.
Tea.
Let's try.
Chamomile.
I remember that.
Chamomile.
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 I've never said that word before in my life. Mm. We have some nice chamomile tea. And now we have some nice chamomile tea.
Yeah.
For our guests. Yeah.
Earl Grey always sounds good. Yeah, the Earl Grey.
Earl Grey.
I order that all the time.
But it just sounds, it was like a white chocolate kind of coffee.
Yeah, that was good.
Man, I want to try that.
That guy had good coffee.
Great coffee. Great stuff. Great. Folks, I've got to tell you, Vintage Rose.
Right.
It's off of Shuring Road, heading to the west, right across the street, basically, from Jones Signs.
Yeah.
Well, that might be the most prominent landmark.
Right.
It's tremendous. You got to try this place, folks.
It's only open until 62.
It's the son, it's the mom, it's grandma, it's grandpa.
Yeah.
It's a whole family thing, and it's just really something special.
Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday, how that can add stress, and it can, but boy, it can take the stress out because those type of businesses, not all, but people steal. I mean, there's cash, there's food.
Oh, yeah.
And you just would never, ever, ever have to worry about that with the family.
You're not going to have to worry about that at Club 33.
No, what's that? What are we talking about?
Jeff Norgaard and I are opening up a bar.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
What?
Did he say he thought about that at one
time? He's been thinking about that for a long time.
I talked to him a little
bit
about that.
Club 33, Jeff Norgaard and I are opening up a bar.
Yeah, just for the record, how tight those two are. You said, let's open a bar called Club 34. He goes, oh, John, my number's 33.
I know, I got his number off. Yeah, you noticed that.
Well, he's a nice guy.
Oh, so great. Him and Ryan Barowitz, they're great. But yeah, so Jeff Norgaard and I, I'm just going to make the public announcement. Jeff Norgaard and I are opening a bar called Club 33. And I'm going to live upstairs. Mm. If I don't buy my house.
Yeah, John.
Mm. What?
There's a lot.
There's nothing that could go wrong.
A lot of holes in that. Yeah,
there's none.
Really, what could go wrong with that? You and a guy that you interviewed that you hung around with.
Great friend. One of my great friends.
Well.
Great friend.
You're going to go into business
with
a bar.
I'm going to live upstairs.
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah. It's just, it's good to dream, though. That is, it's good for your.
I've always wanted to own an establishment.
Disposition in life.
Always wanted to own an establishment.
Yeah. I it's fun. It's good.
Yeah.
But it's not fun if it's not making money.
We're
going to
make money.
Now.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We're going to make money.
Okay, I want to see that. You going to write a business plan there, Johnny?
Yep.
Hey, I just got asked to judge. Did you get that?
Jason here says, I think Club 33 should have karaoke.
Yeah,
Jason, it will.
That's good.
Jason, it will have. Hey, Thursdays. Club. Hey, everybody, come on down. Club 33, we've got karaoke here. Come on down. Wow. Playing the hits. That's so, Club 33.
Oh, wow. That is so unique. Karaoke in a bar?
Yep.
Wow.
Thursdays.
Yeah, that's... No one's ever done that before.
Not like we're going to do it.
Yeah, right. What's going to be... You better...
We got t-shirts in the process right now. We got t-shirts.
That's... I'm really going to have t-shirts and karaoke.
And business cards.
Yeah.
Wow. And karaoke.
I can't believe...
Free popcorn on Tuesdays.
I can't believe someone hasn't done that before. Hmm? Oh, wait. A million people have.
Not like us, Jim. Okay, well, you know what? Jeff and I... We're looking for investors. You're not going to be one of them.
You're right.
I know. We're not allowing you.
Say what you will about the business plan, but this is Wisconsin. It'll work for a bit.
Thank you.
It's short-lived.
Thank you,
yeah.
Amanda. Todd is off today. Amanda is capably filling in.
Yes. I got an email yesterday to ask to judge some business thing at UWGB.
I told you. I'm not happy about that gig you put me on
with. I'm going to do that.
I'm not happy about that, Jim.
Which one? The pets?
Yeah. Because I still have nightmares about judging the Little House on the Prairie competition and these little girls in bonnets cussing me out.
Well, no, this is going to be easier. First of all, we're judging dogs. Dog costumes.
Oh, yeah. I don't think dog owners are going to be too, like...
Yeah, that's too protective. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Is Milton in this?
It's sponsored. No. You know what? I would be way, way, way too biased.
Yeah.
I just... it's sponsored by Tito's, though.
Tito's Vodka?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that was a hook for you.
I think so, too.
And it's at the Northland Hotel, which is a hook for me. So it's going to be fun. 22nd, right?
Yeah.
At noon?
Yes.
We're going to advertise that.
Then I got my event that night in Two Rivers.
Yeah.
Which we're bringing to Green Bay.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that at break.
Yes, we are bringing this to Green Bay.
I think that's an awesome idea.
I think, and we got to talk to Tarl from the Tarleton. This is going to
be on my show
And we're going to split the proceeds. Parts going to the community shelter and parts to my veteran group.
Yeah.
Deal?
I'm all in on. Yes. I'm going to be like the producer. I don't want to.
No, okay. Here's the deal. You're not going to be the producer. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have anything to do because I've been working on this for like 10 years with this group. So you're not going to have anything to do with the actual production. You're going to show up and you're going to talk. And that's all you're going to do.
Anyway, we got to work on that.
And we got to get some real hotties. As are Janice Pennington's, who is a phenomenal, you know, whatever. So we need some guys recommend us. There's some real hotties in the area. They're going to be our glamour girls.
Yeah. I think that is going to be
a
whole lot of fun.
It's going to be.
It's going to be fun because they're going to guess. We're going to have some small gifts. We'll have some large gifts, but even the small gifts.
Oh, that's the best way. It's like 409, you know, yada, yada cleaner.
No, that cleaner. But no, I want to say like this. This dinner at Black Otter with a 64-ounce
somebody put that on their Facebook the
guess
other day.
That. People
that
are going to guess.
So big.
It's Fred Flintstone.
I'd never seen that before.
It's huge. But people
are
going to guess.
It's bigger than the
plate. People are going to guess like over $100. And you know what I mean? Like that's going to be a fun thing to.
I don't know who it was. One of my Facebook people were there the other night, and they had a picture of that. On their plate. And it was like, I've never seen a steak that big.
It's huge. It's just,
oh my gosh.
And people look at you and
that's like pounds, right?
Pictures. It's 6 pounds.
6 pounds?
6 times 16. Yeah. 6 pounds of meat.
Wow.
Medium rare. And plus you have the whole salad. That is like once a year.
Well, we're talking about when I'm on death row, what I'm going to get. What you're going to get. I'm going to get the croissant sandwich from Vintage Rose.
Death row.
Huh?
I'm not going to be on. Okay, whatever.
If you are, you never know. You could snap. I could see that. I could see you snapping.
All right, true that. All right, go ahead.
All right.
So I want to talk more about this thing that we're bringing to the Tarleton is really going to be a fun event for Green Bay. And we don't have anything like it. We have a lot of great entertainment, but this is going to be its own niche.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we got to set a quick break. We got a great show coming up. Mark Hewson, Beckett K, our man. And a great entertainer in Tony Fritz. Back after this.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates.
Chula Vista. Everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay.
Eyezervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Ball show. Ball show.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday. It's a little cold out there. 8 degrees in Green Bay, 8 degrees in Appleton, 9 degrees in Oshkosh.
It's not just cold. It's windy.
It's cold. Yeah,
it's cold. I walked here.
It's not pleasant.
No.
Today is Fettuccine Alfredo Day. You can't go wrong with Alfredo Fettuccine. You know what? Even though I'm full-blooded Italian, I'm not a tomato sauce guy.
Yeah.
But I'm a total white sauce guy. Wow. White sauce and mushrooms is the greatest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. One. Greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, it is.
Fettuccine Alfredo. That's actually what I have for my, what do you call it when you have something before your regular meal?
Appetizer?
Appetizer.
Fettuccine Alfredo for an appetizer?
When I'm on death row, yeah.
Oh, that, yeah.
Bubblegum Day, Ballet Day. You seem the kind of guy who would go to a ballet.
I've been to plenty. My daughter was in it.
Matt, do you have the introduction for his family when we talked about his family that Todd had yesterday?
It's so untrue.
I don't.
Good. No, okay, that's good. Yeah. Great. Yes.
Welcome to the Schmidt Estate.
But you've been to ballets.
Have I been? What do you think the odds are I've ever been to a ballet?
You have.
I have not been to a ballet.
You've been to the Nutcracker?
I was at Riverdance.
Were you at the... That's not even close. We've been to the Nutcracker?
No. I have... Let me tell you something. I've got post-traumatic stress from sitting with my grandma, watching Lawrence Welk or whatever it was with a ballet theme instead of. And my parents went to a big basketball game, Nagani against Champion, biggest game ever. They didn't take me. I had to sit with my grandma, my sister, and I. We still talk about how horrible that was. And the only thing on TV was some kind of bleeping ballet.
Lawrence Welk didn't have a lot of ballet.
But I hate ballet.
Well. It's,
nobody likes ballet, Jim. I got to be honest with you.
You got to be super talented. That
I know they are. They're great athletes.
They are. But they're unbelievable athletes.
If a person's not into ballet, you're not going to sit there and say, I'm enjoying this. You're just, Matt, are you into ballet?
No.
Thank you.
No. But you're talking to the wrong person for
that.
But
you know what I mean? If you're not into it, you can't enjoy it.
I mean,
you don't appreciate it.
I would enjoy it if I went to go, but I would. Probably for a little bit.
It's like, hey, Amanda, we got two choices tonight. You get to go to the ballet or we get to go to the fish fry. What are you going to do?
Well, but
can I do both, though? See, here's the thing with the ballet, though. They're usually accompanied by string instruments, and I was in orchestra for like 20 years. So.
All right. What'd you play?
Viola.
Nice.
Yeah.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
It's like a violin.
Okay.
But a little bit bigger. And... because violins are so snooty, we don't get the cool parts. We get the lame parts.
Violins aren't snooty because somebody told me recently, and I talked about this on the show with one of our groups we had in here, that's the same as a fiddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
fiddles are cool.
Fiddles are cool.
Fiddles are really cool.
Yeah.
I bet you didn't know, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you care, make a day, I'll make a bet with you. You play pretty good fiddle, son, but give the devil his due.
Yeah, ballets are good too. All right. Hey, Rose Day.
You know today's what? Rose Day?
That reminds me that people, if they're going to order a singing Valentine that comes with a rose and two songs, that they should do that. Amanda, do you have that guy's contact? It's in Appleton.
Your brother, you mean?
No, not for my brother. No, he
your
sings.
Brother Bill?
No, there's quartets in Oshkosh, Appleton, Manitowoc.
The Fox Valley Airs.
The contact person. Do you have
Well, you're kind of blowing it if you do that for Donna. You can't, like, talk about it if she's listening.
Well, she knows she's getting that. And you can send them to
I could see you sending that to Milton.
Yeah.
I really could.
That's a good idea.
I know
I
it is.
To think about that.
Today is also Heart Health Day.
Good.
That's a good day. Oh, it's Women's Heart Health Day. Very good. Working.
Oh, Amanda, I was going to say if it was
Amanda,
just heart.
Amanda, what is this?
Roki.
Amanda.
I did not type these.
Okay, it's spelt wrong. Is it supposed to be spelt W-R-O-K? Working Naked Day?
Thank you for coming clothed.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Wow.
Absolutely. Working Naked Day.
We can skip that one.
We still got time.
Wow. Okay. Aston Kutcher, 47. I met him that day. He was really great. He was here for a Packer game.
Yeah.
Super guy.
Yeah.
Great guy. Chris Rock is 60. Garth Brooks. Man, I still love Garth Brooks. James Spader is 65. Who always seems weird, that actor. He's one of those guys where he always plays weird characters, and then you feel like that would be him in normal life. What was that show, Amanda?
I don't know.
He played like a weird character. He was like, remember that show?
For Ashton Kutcher?
No. James Spader.
Oh, James Spader. I mean, he's been, there's Boston Legal he was in.
Give me another one.
The Practice he was in.
Give me another one. There was something else he was in where he played kind of this weird, really mysterious guy, incredibly mysterious. And he helped out this woman who was a...
I know what you're talking about. Like Blacklist.
Yeah, Blacklist. There we go. Thank you. Creepy show, but good, huh?
It was very addicting for the first few seasons.
Yeah.
But then it kind of...
It jumped the shark.
Yeah, it did.
But it was really great for a while.
James Spader is one of those actors who can do almost every single role.
But you feel like the normal...
Almost.
Him,
I said almost.
You feel like the normal him is weird. Right?
Yes. I don't think
you know
he
the types?
Has to step out a whole
exactly.
lot.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
Yeah, no.
That's exactly what
he
I mean.
He is a great actor. And I bet you... When he walks around, he's not that. I would guess. I don't know. I've never met the guy, but I would think he's.
You know, when I retire, I move into LA to be an extra.
Yeah, I guess that's a lot of standing around.
I would be a good extra. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
What's this text for here, Amanda?
That's the phone number.
I was trying to write down the phone number for Jim.
For the thing you're going to do?
Yeah, so the singing Valentine's, you can call 920-980-5743 for Tim, or 920-973-6691 for Bill, but you have to do it before Wednesday next week so that you can surprise your Valentine with someone to sing to them.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
You know what? How much did they charge, you know?
40.
40 bucks? I'll do it for 20.
50.
No, I'll do it for 20. If somebody wants me to show up and sing, I'll do it. 20 bucks. And a snack. I mean, a little something. I just homemade a little something, something.
Half-eaten granola bar. Here you go.
Yeah, you get a little something. I will show up at your place of business, people. Listen to me here. I'm doing 20 bucks and a snack.
And what are you going to do?
Sing Happy Valentine's Day to them.
Sing Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And
on Valentine's Day, give them a rose. 20 bucks.
Like Happy Birthday?
Happy Valentine's Day.
But you're going to just put... That's not what these guys do. These quartets sing two love songs.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll do that.
You could sing My Wild Irish Rose if it's somebody, or you could sing, Tell Her You Love Her Today.
I don't know the words to that. Yeah.
Oh, I know every word to that song.
Let me call you, sweetheart.
There's another one.
I'm in love with you. There are women out there right now getting weak in
Johnny,
the knees.
You
weak
should in charge 10.
Quick poll.
Weak Quartet
in the knees,
is 4.
Yes or no? Back after this.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Headlines about tariffs and trade wars continue to cause some volatility in today's marketplace, even though the situation is still fluid. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Friday. And when it comes to how consumers are impacted by potential tariffs and potential trade wars, all we can do is speculate. At this week's Potato and Vegetable Growers Conference in Stevens Point, I caught up with Blair Richardson. He leads Potatoes USA. That's the group that builds potato demand both here at home and overseas. I asked Blair what a tariff on Canada would do to prices for potatoes or potato products.
A tariff on potatoes or frozen fries, for example, we import a lot of our frozen potato products from Canada and Europe. If there's a 25% tariff on that, prices will go up by 25 or 30% to cover the cost of those tariffs.
Well, if we think here in Wisconsin, McCain Foods is one of the largest frozen potato processors, and they're based out of Canada.
That's correct. So, of course, they wouldn't have to pay those tariffs on the potatoes they're processing here in the United States. It'd only be the ones they bring in from Canada.
Blair Richardson shedding what light he can on the tariff situation. He's the president and CEO of Potatoes USA. We'll talk more farm news next.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
The end of harvest, snow-covered fields, and an early morning sunrise. Winter is a good time to evaluate your livestock's health. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's profitability. The knowledge and support from our team is here to help you make the difference in the health and productivity on your farm. Help your livestock stay healthy and call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
This week in agribusiness news, Wisconsin has awarded the second round of grants to complete the Agricultural Road Improvement Program. $100 million is going to 55 projects statewide to upgrade local roads that transport agricultural products. You can see if it's a project near you by looking at the list of recipients. You can find that at MidwestFarmReport.com. In other news, we've got just under a month remaining until the renowned United States Championship Cheese Contest. The Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association is excited to welcome dairy businesses from 31 states who submitted more than 2,400 entries. We've got the details at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have some snow on the way late tonight through most of Saturday with around 4 to 5, maybe even up to 6 inches of accumulation possible by the time everything winds down late Saturday evening. Today, mostly sunny, partly cloudy this morning with clouds increasing this afternoon. Our high 23. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It is 8 degrees outside right now.
It's Amanda with your new Wisco 411, sharing events of all varieties throughout the Valley and greater Green Bay area, especially ones that provide support and hope. Tuesdays between February 4th and March 11th from 6 till 7:30 p.m. at the Hyde Family Community Center, individuals can meet together for the Survivors of Suicide Loss Support Group. It's meant to be an open and safe place to share and connect with others. Registration is required as the groups are small, so for more information, go to WISS.FM and click events.
Selling your cattle is easy with American Foods Group, a family-owned company bringing you the best prices and expertise right from the dairy, ranch, feed yard, or local market. Call today at 800-345-0293 or email info@AmericanFoodsGroup.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 2.5 weeks into the Trump administration, we're going to talk to Randy Manner, retired Major General from the U.S. Army, and get some of his impressions. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
We're going to talk to Randy Manner, retired Major General from the U.S. Army, and get some of his impressions. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. 10.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The yearly tradition starts tomorrow in the Winnebago system.
and Wisconsin DNR biologists are expecting the harvest to be better this year than last. Of course, I'm talking about sturgeon spearing season. Last year, poor ice conditions made for a below-average harvest for the prehistoric bottom feeders. While water clarity isn't great this year, the ice conditions are much better, meaning the season is already off to a better start. Spearing starts at 7 a.m. and ends at 1 p.m. each day. The season will run for 16 days or until the safe harvest caps are met, whichever comes first. A 34-year-old homeless man has been charged with first-degree intentional homicide and mistreatment of an animal causing death for a January 28th stabbing on Capitol Drive in Green Bay. James Doar is accused of killing his addiction sponsor, identified only as DV, and the man's pet poodle. The victim was stabbed 27 times. Doar is also charged with resisting or obstructing a police officer and methamphetamine possession. He's being held on a $2 million bond. Some Head Start programs in the state of Wisconsin have gone 2 weeks without their federal funding. This follows a memo from the Trump administration temporarily pausing federal grants, loans, and financial assistance programs. Senator Tammy Baldwin issued a letter to the Trump administration this week requesting immediate attention to resolve outstanding issues for Head Start payment systems. Head Start programs provide child care and education for low-income families. In 2022, more than 10,000 children were enrolled in Head Start programs throughout Wisconsin. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Mino and the Mayor.
Mino and the Mayor.
Mino and the Mayor.
That's good.
Yeah, I left. I didn't leave right away.
Oh,
Bill said to me, "Did you hear that?" I said, "No, I didn't." So anyway, so that's Barbershop, right? Four-part harmony. And they're doing this singing Valentine's. I was wrong. It's $50. So it's $50 to say I love you with a song. And that's available, obviously, on Valentine's Day, February 14th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. So this is how it works. You call. I'll give you two numbers. You call them and say, look, I want to send a singing Valentine to my... to my wife, to my girlfriend, both.
Both, that's fine.
And so that'd be $100. And you get a Valentine's serenade, right? So they come in, they sing two songs that the barbershop, digital picture of the event, long stem red rose, a personalized Valentine card, and chocolate kisses.
That's nice.
Yep. So, but you got to call before, like Amanda said, before Wednesday. So these are the two numbers if you want to jot it down, 920-980-5743 or 920-973-6691. I'm going to do that. I do that every
year. Ray Nitschke, Bob Kubersch.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got.
Yeah.
So,
hi, Lisa.
Anyway.
Hi. Hey. Have you guys ever had a singing Valentine or a singing, you know, a singing Graham or anything yes. like that sent to you?
And no. Then they, John, didn't you ever, your friend send it as like a stripper?
No, never had that.
Me either.
I've been the stripper. In college, I used to be that guy.
Oh, God.
I really did. I did this.
John, stop.
I did, Lisa. As 100 pounds ago.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, I've had it's that done, and it can be a little embarrassing.
Yeah, that's what I said I would think, too. And, like, if you're at work.
That's exactly when it happened for me. I was at work in the newsroom, KNOE, and...
Yeah.
They came in and started singing, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, I can see that. I'd be, yeah. These guys, I've never had that sent to me. Yeah,
these guys keep their clothes on.
It's yeah, they good. Do. It's good. Thank God they do.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I saw the.
But I'm throwing out there, I will do it. They're doing it for 50. I'll do it for 20.
Okay. With the rose,
and
with
you
the
get
picture.
What you pay for.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, the stripping starts with the boot.
Yeah. I think it'd be pretty hot. Me showing up wearing my boot.
So how is your Achilles?
Good.
Is it getting better? Is that what your boot is for?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know. My body is just breaking down in so many ways. It's just like, what's next? You know what I mean?
You know,
it's one
why?
Of those things. Why?
You don't treat it well.
I treat my body phenomenal. We're with Lisa Hale coming our way from Oshkosh. What do you got going on in your show this weekend, Lisa? You always have the greatest subjects.
That's great how you just switched the subject.
I know, right?
I know. Anyway, go ahead, Lisa.
That was a good segue. We've got this week on New Wisco Weekend, we are featuring the heart on different levels. It's Heart Health Month, as you know, for February. And we're also looking at Valentine's. So we've got a mixture of things. We've got a doctor who is coming in to tell us how to stay heart healthy and the things that she tells her patients. We've got that as our cover story. We also have, you guys know Amanda. I mean, she's right across the thing from you there.
Right.
She has a commentary this week on her beef with Valentine's that is fantastic.
Whoa. Okay, Amanda. Okay.
Oh, she does a commentary for us every week.
I know, but what about this about her hating Valentine's?
Oh, I got major beef with Valentine's.
Talk to us, Amanda.
You're going to have to listen to the show.
Wow.
Because I have listened to this commentary, and I'm not lying when I say this, no less than 5 times, just having it running, because it's so funny. And I giggle every time at something different that's in it. So
wow.
She's
I want to hear this. Can you give us a hint, Amanda?
The Valentine's Day Massacre? Is it
Cupid? Yeah.
What did he diss?
On the last day of his life.
Right.
Tony Ricardo had French toast.
No, it's nothing like that.
No.
But she really does a great job with it. So I'm excited for everybody to hear that. Of course, we've got Brittany Merlot doing a feature on how winter snow can be bad for your heart.
Huh?
Well, you know, when you get out there, you... Mino.
Yeah.
When you get out there with that shovel and it's that heavy, wet snow, you know it puts a strain on your heart.
That's why I don't shovel.
That's why they got snow blowers.
Stay away from heavy, wet snow. I know this. I'm not dumb. I'm not dumb like everybody says.
We don't need your show for that.
I don't shovel heavy, wet snow. Next.
Right. Don't walk.
Okay, I'm heart
healthy. You're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me.
Yeah, and then don't walk in front of a bus. Hey, what else you got?
I'm the most heart healthy guy around. Absolutely.
Hey, just this heart. We said today it was Women's Heart Day.
Yes,
today.
Yes.
Which is heart disease is the number one killer for women.
I know.
Yes,
know
it is.
It's
yes, it
awful.
Is. That's why they do the Go Red for Women in February.
Yes.
Cool.
Do you know why that is though?
Why we're red?
No. Why it's more of a killer for women than it is for men.
Why?
Because we have a higher pain tolerance for internal pain.
Oh, well, and half the time, go to the doctors and say, hey, I got a problem.
Half the time, they have no idea it's happening. And then it's just, you're done.
They send us.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm serious.
That's true. And we don't get the same types of symptoms. Females don't get the same types of symptoms that males get when it comes to a heart attack. For example, you know, the right arm hurting. Sometimes that doesn't happen with
left.
Us. We don't get that. Left arm. Whichever arm it is, it doesn't happen to a girl, so I don't know.
Lisa is not a doctor.
Yeah.
I am not a doctor.
I'm going to, but Lisa, this is appropriate. Today, after the show, I'm
That's
going
true.
In
this
for a
stress test
heart monitoring.
Oh, my gosh. Jim, have you ever done that before?
Yep, 10 years ago. Probably 12. My doctor said, you know what? Let's do this again. So it's not cheap. Man, I'm not going to complain about the price. Well, depends what the results are. But the reason I'm not my joyful self, I haven't had coffee all morning.
I want to see your joyful self one time in my life. I would like to see Jim Schmidt's joyful self. Because Amanda, have you seen it? I have not.
He was pretty jolly yesterday.
Is Todd on the phone someplace?
Right, Todd better be sleeping. Don't you dare call in.
Todd, Nikki, have you ever seen Jim's joyous self?
I can be joyful. I just, today is not that coffee, you can't eat past midnight, which that's not a big deal. Even yesterday, that lady's like, oh, you want something to eat? You want something to eat at the Vintage Rose? And I'm like, I don't really eat breakfast. But coffee, I love. I absolutely love coffee. I have it would be akin to an alcoholic. I have so much inventory on coffee. I'll bet you I got 8-10 cans that I buy. I buy it like I'm afraid it's not going to be there someday. I do.
Wow.
I do.
They do say that about. I knew a guy who was an alcoholic, and his garage,
totally.
if he had them stacked up like of cases of whiskey.
Yeah.
I think it was like Canadian Club or just one.
Yeah.
And it's like he would go in and make he would count how many he had.
Because you would wake up and you'd think, oh my God, I'm gonna run out.
Yeah. No. That's why I know I've never had a problem as an alcoholic or anything, because I've never been that way where it's like, oh my God, I have to have this in my garage.
That's an addiction.
Wow.
So you've never been addiction is you will do. Addictions are unbelievably powerful. I mean, if you haven't had it, you don't know it. I'm not saying I'm addicted to coffee, but there's...
You probably are.
It sounds like...
No, I don't...
By the way, I got a text here.
A different story.
Mino sent himself a Valentine's singer after going to the prom by himself, Brian. Actually, Amanda, spread that out a little bit more. I think he says a drive-in. That's that story. The first time I was ever had a car to drive by myself... My brother gave me his car, and I didn't have anybody to go to the drive-in with, and I went by myself.
Yeah, that's weird.
I know it is. Like, what are you going to do, weird. Jim?
Yeah.
You know, you tell your brother, I can use your car, but I don't have anybody to go. What do? You go to the drive-in by yourself. That's what I did.
I can't believe you couldn't find one person, even if you go with a guy. I mean, just
I told you this story, Jim. She had already decided to join the other team, if you know what I mean.
That's true. She did. That happened twice to you.
It did happen twice to me.
Wow.
You know what that
and
means.
Now
that's no reflection on me.
And now
I don't know about that now.
she can't. I was going to say she can't play guy sports anymore either. So anyway.
She was a great athlete.
Yeah, I know.
Great athlete. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Lisa.
We got off track there.
Not at all. Not at all.
What were we saying again? I don't remember.
We were talking about heart health and New Wisco weekend, and then we got into caffeine addiction and hoarding coffee.
Lisa, listen. You're like reasonable. You're a normal person. Jim and I aren't.
Right. That's true.
Okay.
We're both.
I have to say this.
Go ahead.
I have to say this. If Todd had been here and he had heard you say, Lisa, you are a reasonable, normal person.
Yeah.
He would have done the backup sound.
Beep, like, oh, beep, that's funny.
Beep. Because Lisa is not a normal, reasonable person.
So let me tell you about my week, Lisa.
Yeah.
Enough about you. Listen to how my week has gone, okay?
Yeah, we never, ever focus on John.
No.
Go ahead. Take the next 2 hours and 14 minutes.
Yeah. So my Achilles tendon is basically shredded, okay?
It's stretched.
Whatever it is. So that's where I'm walking the booth. The pain is, 99% of the people in the world would not be at work.
It's a two.
They would not be at work, okay?
Okay, so it's a two or a three.
It's an eight
on a
and
scale
half.
Of 10.
They asked me. I said 8.5. Nikki can verify. 8.5 the pain is.
That guy has a very low threshold of pain.
Who?
You.
Oh, my. I have the highest threshold of pain anybody's ever seen.
Okay. You know what, John?
What?
I would love to take you and your threshold of pain.
Yeah.
Compare it to, say, me and my threshold
really?
Of pain.
Okay. Okay. Hey, Lisa. Again, how about a little bit less of you, a little bit more about me? I had an injury one time that the doctor said the only thing comparable to it is childbirth.
Oh, he did.
Oh, okay. First off, a male said it. He's not right. Yeah.
Childbirth. Did I complain? No.
John. Oh, my God. You're going to get yourself
John, have you ever had a kidney stone?
You ever have torsion of the testicle?
We're going to.
Oh, boy.
Because I have.
Have you ever had a kidney stone?
Have you ever had torsion of the testicle?
No, I haven't. But I'm seriously asking.
Yes.
Have you ever had a kidney
stone? I passed one. It was the size of a golf ball.
Oh, my God. This is going nowhere. We're going to lose half our listening
audience. Size of a golf ball.
Jeez.
Size of a golf ball.
It was. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
Oh,
did
I love
that. Did I complain? No, I didn't complain. Nobody even knew it happened. And I did it. I passed it on the air doing a radio show.
In a rice field.
Yeah, in a rice field. In Cambodia.
While walking uphill to school in Ghana.
Lisa, we're out of time. We'd love to hear more about it, but we're out of time.
Oh, she's coming back. She's staying through the break.
Son of a gun. Okay, back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley. WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Lisa Hale joining us. New Wisco weekend coming up. Got a texter. I have seen Jim's joy on the show when his daughter is in the studio or when he talks about linens or when he talks barbershop. Vicky, thank you, Vicky.
All right, Vicky.
Thank you.
That would be...
We got very perceptive listeners. We have tremendously perceptive listeners. Vicky is one of them.
And Vicky, you're right.
Brian pretty much just fires shots at us.
Vicky, I want to say all three of those do bring me joy. Absolutely.
See?
They do.
See? So you do experience joy.
I do.
And you don't have to have caffeine to do it.
He doesn't spread joy.
That's not... No,
you don't spread joy to anybody else.
I sang
else.
In a barbershop quartet for years, so that was spreading joy.
That was just to pick up women in the nursing home.
You know, in New Wisco weekend
this
weekend,
please.
We do have Jukebox as our musical guest wrapping up the show.
Really?
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
Yes.
They're good.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we're going to have a little barbershop this week.
What else you got going on New Wisco weekend?
Well, lots of stuff. I mean, it's an hour show. We cram stuff into it. We have a feature on the Super Bowl for the new community shelter.
Great.
That's going on Sunday.
I got to tell you. Vintage Rose yesterday gave me a take-home package because I wasn't going to. You can't believe my day yesterday, Lisa. How much time do you got?
Not enough.
And it's not even, I'm not whining or anything like that, but I just, you got to hear about my day. You want to hear about my day, Lisa?
Sure. Tell me about your day, Tom.
Okay. So
I heard it all through break. So
I bet you did.
I'm going to step. I'm going to read the paper. Don't think I'm ignoring. Well, John can think what he wants. I'm talking about you.
Amongst yourselves.
I can listen and read. Okay.
So I basically got a shredded Achilles tendon, which pain is like beyond whatever anybody else could imagine. Okay.
That's bull.
Okay. So we do our show yesterday at Vintage Rose Bakery, which is the greatest food you'll ever have in your lifetime. It's so delicious. The croissants with the chocolate is amazing. Oh, it's amazing. And they had these sticky buns that are amazing.
I saw a picture of those.
They kept bringing me all this food, and it's like, I can't eat. I have to go get a root canal. I have to go get a root canal right after this.
That is true.
3-hour root canal I was scheduled for, okay?
Right.
So I didn't eat any of this amazing food for 3 hours they keep bringing to me, all right? Because I didn't want it, like, stuck in my teeth
When I got there, you were eating tacos.
Well, that's different. That was breakfast stuff.
Oh, really? Those...
Okay. Scrambled eggs.
You sounded like you didn't eat before. Well,
they kept bringing me over the sticky buns. You ate
plenty. I didn't eat. You ate plenty.
You didn't want the caramel and the top.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
I understand that.
Okay, because like some of us travel with a toothbrush and toothpaste. I have
nobody that. Travels with a toothbrush, but okay.
I got it in there right now.
Yeah, well, I've never seen you use it, and thank God for that. Remember that day Nikki brushed her teeth like right here in the studio?
That was weird.
That was
weird.
A weird thing.
That was weird.
Amanda, what was up with that? She's like brushing her teeth right here.
It was a demonstration of those like those travel little like one use toothbrushes where you like pop the little thing in the middle and then you. I don't know.
Okay.
She was helping somebody.
And then she's just spitting on the floor?
No, but you can buy those things that go
she
over,
was. Lisa.
You can buy those little, like, they go over your finger, and then you just brush your teeth with your, like, an airplane.
That's gross, too.
No, but then you just throw it away, but it's like,
it's gross. If anybody's sitting next to me in an airplane and they're brushing their teeth, I'd ask them to move. I'd say, please go sit somewhere else.
I don't brush your teeth with the toothpaste.
I would ask them to move.
Oh, okay. I didn't see on the plane.
No, you're not sitting next to me, then, if you're brushing your teeth.
Those are just
so, Lisa, can I
finish? You know what you remind me of?
International.
You remind me of an old married couple who are done with each other.
Yeah.
It's true. Spot on.
But we're living out there.
But you're still
well, we can't sell the house. We've had this house since 1929. My dad built this house during the Depression with his bare hands.
You've been living off it. Yeah.
Definitely.
Lisa,
so anyway,
do you want to hear about my day or
no,
not?
No, we got Lisa on here to promote her show.
Oh, my God. It's all about Lisa.
About today,
yeah, this is
God.
Right.
Okay,
right,
go right, ahead, Lisa. Right.
I was just going to tell you that New Wisco Weekend is on Saturdays at 8. Sundays at 11 on WISS and WGBW. You can also find it at civicmedia.us. It's one of our shows, the weekly shows, and it is a really fun show. There.
Okay.
Now you can
Hey, Nan, here's a fun fact about the show. I'm chiming in here.
Lisa and Amanda. Wow. Where's Todd?
Sleeping. A fun fact about the show is every episode of New Wisco Weekend now has our musical features from the previous Friday from Mino and the Mayor.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Got a great entertainer coming in, Tony Fritz. She is incredible. Wait till you hear her today.
New Wisco Weekend next week.
Oh, that's awesome. She's so talented.
Yeah, she's good. I listened to her yesterday. Yeah,
that's
good.
Lisa, can I?
Okay, you got 3 minutes. Not even. Okay,
so
he's got a minute and a half.
Minute and a half.
I'll call you to finish it if we don't get through it, Lisa.
Okay.
So I'm dealing with this unbelievable pain yesterday, all during our show. Right. All during our show is an incredible
all
pain.
All during the show.
They're bringing incredible food from Vintage Rose. I gotta get dental surgery right as soon as we're done. Race. I got my good friend Mike, my Uber guy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Race to the CVS. Because the day before, when Nikki and I went there, they were out for lunch. They can't keep one people back at the pharmacy to give you your... It could have been a life-threatening thing. It could have been, I need this or I'm going to die. We're out for lunch.
That was not a policy I liked either because they do close for lunch. It's like, come on.
You can't keep one person.
Right.
One person.
Yeah.
The thing is when you're at a pharmacy, one person does not
Lisa,
work.
Enough. Lisa, again, enough of you. This is
me. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, Mino.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Every day, Lisa. Every day. So you go talk to you once every Friday.
Oh, my
God. Okay, you know what, Lisa? You just blew it. I don't have enough time to tell the entire story.
No, because Amanda's got the 10 seconds
She's
up.
She's giving us a wrap. Lisa. You lose because you don't get a chance to hear my story.
Well, you can listen because I'll guarantee you this, Lisa. He's going to tell it. He's going to tell it.
No, it's too late now.
Yeah.
Lisa, right. Promo your show one more time.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
I got 20 texts here. Enough of Lisa, more Mino telling me about his problems. It's crushing our internet thing or whatever.
It's good. What is that called? It crashes.
Yeah, it's crashing us.
It's crashing.
We're crashing, Lisa. See ya.
We're crashing.
See ya. We're out. Yeah.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us for a Super Bowl preview party with Brady Ewing and Mike Clemens, and also Peter Rapine gives us a humorous look at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Yesterday was supposed to have been the deadline for millions of federal workers to say whether they wanted to take those buyouts from the Trump administration. A federal judge, however, has stepped in, putting the plan on hold until a hearing can be held on it, at least until Monday. It appears that USAID's workforce will be trimmed from about 14,000 people to fewer than 300 around the world. A nasty week for winter weather, especially in the Northeast. Here's ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z.
A dangerous mix of snow, sleet, freezing rain in New England. Cars and trucks colliding. Ice-covered roads and white-knuckle driving. Accidents littering the Massachusetts Turnpike near Boston. In Pennsylvania, trucks and cars stranded. Ice encasing trees and taking down power lines in Virginia.